This is Game, Set, Match, Kentucky, episode 14, recorded August 2nd, 2019, entitled Racket in Your Right Hand, Ice Cream Sandwich in Your Left Hand. Hey everybody, it's time for episode 14 of Game Set Match Kentucky, where we talk about all things related to the Central Kentucky Tennis Series and maybe a whole lot more that you never asked for. This is Friday, August 2nd, 2019. I'm Chris Godby, the chairman and one of the founders of the CKTS, where the lines are good and sandbagging is for golf. I'm here at the CKTS home office in Russell Springs, Kentucky, and I'm delighted to have back with me today Mrs. Susan Hadley. She is a CKTS board member and a board member of the Lake Cumberland Tennis Association. She's assistant coach for the Russell County High School Laker tennis team, and I was really lucky to get her on the program today because what she's probably doing is polishing her trophies, all the ones that she's collected this summer so far. And more importantly, she's making some room on the shelf for probably a couple of more trophies coming up this weekend. Am I right, Susan?
Well, yes, you just never know, though. I'll tell you what, competition is getting pretty stiff today. Pretty stiff. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm glad to have you, and I'm glad you took a little bit of time away from polishing those trophies, and I'm sure you're going to bring home something this weekend.
It's a job, let me tell you. It's a job.
You may have to build a new wing on your house, just a new trophy room or something like that.
Well, you know, some of I got medals this year, like four different medals, and that's kind of nice. You can just, you know, wear them around your neck. You don't have to.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. They're trophies that go with you everywhere you go.
Exactly, so, right. Exactly.
Now, when you start playing your matches with those around your neck, that's when I'm going to get a little bit concerned about your ego.
Oh, I'll just hang them on my bag. How about that?
Some sort of measure of intimidation, I believe, is what you're yes, what
there
be
you
doing
go.
There.
You trash talk. I just bring along all of my trophies.
Got another special guest with us that I'm going to interview or going to introduce rather in just a moment. But today on this episode of Game Set Match Kentucky, we're going to preview the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open with that very special guest. We're going to look at the current point standings for the CKTS from the Miller Park Tennis Classic in Campbellsville. Susan, we've also got a challenge the call question that we're going to talk about today. And I want to remind everyone in a few moments about our giveaway that's happening this weekend at the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open. Our sponsor for this episode is Vision Cabinet Source in Campbellsville, Kentucky. They are a kitchen and bath cabinet supplier that ships all over the United States. If you are building a new home or you're renovating your home, start with Vision Cabinet Source because they can provide you with classic cabinet styles that are well-built and affordable. They've got painted styles and stained lines of cabinets that are stocked there at their warehouse in Campbellsville. In making these cabinets, they have a 17-step finishing process that assures top-quality craftsmanship. So don't just take it from me. Go to their website and look at their styles and designs for yourself. You'll be very impressed. They do great work at an affordable price. Their website is visioncabinet.com. You can also call them at 270-465-3222. And of course, tell them you heard about Vision Cabinet Source right here on Game Set Match Kentucky. Well, the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open is just really hours away as we record this. And I personally am so excited that I can't even sit still right now. And I would like to welcome Meredith King to the show with us today. Meredith is the community tennis representative for the Lake Cumberland Tennis Association, and she also seems to be sort of a general purpose do-it-all character as a volunteer. Welcome, yeah, Meredith. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So do-it-all is exactly right. I've never seen anything like it.
Glutton for punishment. I mean, call it whatever you need to.
At 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate your efforts. I think we all can say that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what visitors can expect this weekend, especially if they've never played in this tournament, which is the third annual. And so tell the visitors, the players and their families, some of the things that maybe make this tournament stand out, or what they can expect.
Okay. So we at the Lake Cumberland Open love to roll out the red carpet when possible. And we are thankful to have such awesome in-kind sponsors. So I'll talk about the freebies first, because those are always my favorite in any event that I attend. We have a really awesome t-shirt this year. The color is Atomic Blue. And if you have played in our tournament in the past, you know that it's not a cotton t-shirt. This is a dry fit or a sport tech blend t-shirt that you can actually play in comfortably. So I'm personally excited about that as somebody who gets that t-shirt. And then it's going to be a hot weekend. So we have gotten in-kind sponsors to make sure that we take good care of you. At every court, we will have water donated by Modern Vending. We will have the ice cream machine from Fork Bank.
Yes.
Making a visit to every court.
Yes.
If you've never seen the ice cream machine, see, we in Somerset, we're used to seeing it around town at different events and throughout the community. If you've never seen the ice cream machine, it is not. They never charge for their ice cream. So you will.
All right.
Are
these going to be ice cream?
Fantastic.
Is this ice cream in a cone, in a cup, or
no?
Do
they do it differently each time. I think for this weekend, they're going to have a mix of ice cream sandwiches, popsicles.
Yes.
You just never know what they're going to come up with. Sometimes they do Alate and Gatorade. So definitely
Fantastic,
visit that
man.
When you see it at your courts. Yeah,
it's exciting.
Susan, I can totally see you warming up with your racket in your right hand, your ice cream sandwich in your left hand, with that medal swinging around your neck from, like, the Baron Classic.
Picture that. What a picture. Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to really be struggling this weekend, for sure.
Yes, I will.
So our title sponsor, Alton Blakely, will also have, I thought we were just going to have one beautiful vehicle at every court. I think we're going to end up with two vehicles.
Nice.
At every court. So you guys will have that to look at and enjoy. I keep trying to let them give me the keys, just, you know, in case we want to take it around the parking lot, but that doesn't seem to be very popular.
Well, my understanding is that the tournament director gets to drive one of those cars.
Oh, is that how it works?
Is that not true?
You might be
right.
Wrong.
Oh, shoot.
If I don't, you don't. That's for sure.
Oh, well.
Say so. That's exactly right.
And then, so we have all three high school courts involved in this tournament. There are three locations that they're going to be at. Southwestern High School is the hub of our tournament. It's got the most grassy area around the courts for you guys to relax and make yourselves comfortable watching other matches. And we will have at every volunteer station the water, first aid, bananas, whatever you need. We're here to make you comfortable. City of Somerset is going to have tourism brochures and information available at the registration table. And I picked up today Texas Roadhouse discounts. I don't have one for every player, so I would encourage people to check in early and grab those up. It's 10% off of your meal at Texas Roadhouse.
That's not going to be pretty.
They're going to fight for them.
Yes, they are.
But I happen to know that the tourism office has more, so I can send you in their direction if you need them. But then the tourism brochure, we like to tease about the fact that we have a couple of stoplights in Somerset. Down Highway 27, if you've not been here. And so that can get a bit confusing. And the Lake Cumberland Tourism Brochure has a stoplight guide with the local businesses at each stoplight so that you can navigate easily through the city.
That is nice that they number the stoplights.
It is.
It's very easy to find where you need to go.
That's right, if you know the stoplight number.
Yes,
and so
it is.
We hope that everybody knows where they're going and what they're doing, and we get a big Southern welcome from everybody. So,
and to help the players and families find each of our three playing locations, you've personally gone around and put up little signs directing them toward the courts, haven't you?
I have, yes. In fact, I just finished doing that. So every set of courts we're using. All three high school courts have a big banner on the fence that says Lake Cumberland Open. And at the entrance of every parking lot, you'll see arrows indicating where you turn in for that parking lot. Probably the confusing is Hopkins. Somerset High School's tennis courts are behind Hopkins Elementary School. So the difficult part is that Hopkins Elementary School is on May Street. 210 May Street is the address, and if you put that in your GPS, it'll take you the right route. If you don't, and you just put Hopkins Elementary in, it's going to take you to the front of the school, where May Street is a one-way street in the wrong direction. So I have signs there at that intersection to kind of guide you past that one-way street and around to the actual entrance to the parking lot, so that we've made it as easy as possible for you.
And another identifier at the Somerset High School courts would be the statue of Susan Paget, right?
Oh, now. I was sitting here just totally unprepared for that one.
She is a briar jumper. So
yes, I am. Proud of it. We're all three briar jumpers.
Yes, we all three are. Yes, we are.
Jump patch too. Yep, I played many, many matches on those courts. They weren't as good a condition when I played. I'm just going to be real honest. So
me too.
The courts are beautiful now.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm thrilled. The other thing that will happen at Hopkins, we have Charlie Cook. I don't know if you all follow our Lake Cumberland Tennis Association Facebook page, but if you do, you'll see a really cute kid that has made a lemonade stand. He lives.
Yes, I saw that.
He lives just across the street from Hopkins, and he will have lemonade. And his mom happens to own Baxter's Coffee, be part owner in that. And she might have iced coffee at that lemonade stand available for purchase. So we like to make people feel welcome here.
Well,
around 1 p.m. tomorrow, I'm going to need a good, strong cup of coffee. So, I mean, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah,
I think that the Cook family could probably make that happen for you.
Great.
Baxter's Coffee is for sure the stop there if you need strong coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Meredith, you've gone above and beyond just on your own. I mean, the whole organization has in order to put this on. And you personally have really gone above and beyond. And because of that, it's such a shame that the tournament director has given you such a crappy schedule. Because you really don't deserve that. But, you know.
Let me just say that I play four matches in one day on Saturday. And my sister, my own sister, is the third of four matches.
That never works out well.
And it's her first match. So she's real excited about that.
Bet she is.
Well, I thought I would appreciate it.
Now, what kind of evil tournament director would pair you up against your sister? That's such a shame.
File a formal complaint after this
tournament. Do it. Hey, the hate mail has been coming in very slowly. You know, just I've had one. It wasn't even a rude message, but I've had one message so far. Someone unhappy with their time schedule, and they wanted me to change it. And I won't get into it too much, but I really couldn't change it. And I told them, I'm like, you know, this is tournament tennis. We've got a busy schedule, and I really can't make a major shift here. And they just withdrew. At 8:30 in the morning tomorrow, Meredith, we've got an extra court open at Southwestern. So that's good. We might be able to get something on early. So
that's great.
Maybe we can let Meredith play five matches then.
Oh yeah. That sounds great. Sign me up. I will be playing in Owensboro for the tri-level tournament against you, so I need a good warm-up this weekend.
Oh boy, won't that be fun? I can't wait. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you see volunteers from Lake Cumberland Tennis out at your courts, please thank them, because they are all volunteers, and most of them are also playing, and I'm sure very tired and hanging out in the heat with you guys. So we really appreciate the support we get in our community for tennis, and we've seen tremendous growth as a result, and that's why I love doing what I do. because everybody else loves it too. And there's a fire that's been lit underneath mm-hmm. Somerset community, the Somerset community and Lake Cumberland region as a whole in tennis. And it excites us all. So thank them if you see them.
Absolutely.
Meredith King is the community tennis representative for the Lake Cumberland Tennis Association. Very glad to have had you with us on the program today. I understand you've got an obligation that you're running off to, so I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out.
No problem. You guys have a good evening.
Well, Susan, let's take a look at our current point standings, which my fault, I suppose, they're still not on the website. The point standings have been, I mean, it's a long story that's too long to get into here, but there's just some things have fallen through in the way that we were going to have these and have them available to people on our website. But we have them. I have them. Come to my house and you can look at them on my computer anytime you want to. If you really need to know. Now, if you really need to know, I'm going to tell you right here. Going to tell you, you know, like who's in first or maybe second place in each division. But with, you know, if I get this Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open behind me here, I'll be able to catch my breath and actually get that posted. I've also had a request to post point standings from previous seasons. When we upgraded our website last year, that's something that's missing from the old version of our website to the new version is the old point standings. So someone has asked about that and I have those, so I can put those on there and I will.
Well, to be fair, you've had a tennis tournament that you are trying to run this week, so I'm sure you've had plenty to do. So
this week has been busy leading up to making the draws and schedules for the Somerset tournament this weekend, and so all of that was completed last night. There's only been a couple of changes today. Hopefully there are no more changes. Hopefully the weather is very good and we'll have a great event.
I know it. It was raining in Somerset when I came through just a little while ago. So,
well, good. I'm glad it's getting it out of its system.
I hope so.
Well, let's take a look at these point standings. I'll start with men's open singles. And currently, Wade Stone is in the lead with 7 points.
Okay. In the men's B singles, with 5.5 points, we have Billy Edge leading that division.
Okay, Billy doesn't have a championship title yet, but he has played in every tournament, so he's picking up semifinal points, runner-up points, and you know he's climbed to the lead because of that.
Now the second place player has 5 points, so participating is important.
That's right.
Just showing up. That's good,
too. Billy is playing this weekend again, and so he may be able to stretch that lead. In men's C singles, the leader right now is Jared McDonald, and who is tied for the lead with Jamison Roberts. They each have 4 points.
Wow, that's a close one right there. Are both of them playing in our Alton Blakely tournament?
They are, but Jared has moved himself up to B singles. And we like to see when players challenge themselves to jump up to the next level.
Yes, that is good. Now, in men's 40 singles with 10 points, pretty much has dominated that division, is W.D. McCubbin from Camelsville.
Okay. In the boys 18 and under singles, Gunnar Floyd has a razor-thin lead with 4.5 points.
In boys 15 singles, Matthew Parsons has 8 points, and he is leading that division.
In the 12 and under boys singles, there's a tie for first place between Jackson Donovan and Nolan Parsons with 6 points each.
Men's open doubles with 8 points is Riker Cassidy.
Okay. In men's B doubles, there's a tie for first place because these guys are partners, or they have been partners through the first three tournaments. Mm-hmm. Mike Lindsay and June Tomioka each have 7.5 points.
All right. In men's C doubles, there is a tie, and I'm assuming that these guys do play together, probably a father and son, or maybe
I believe so.
Josh Lally and Patrick Lally. They are tied with 6 points.
In the men's 40 and over doubles, W.D. McCubbin, who has played with a couple different partners, has sole possession of first place with 8 points.
And our boys' 18 doubles with 10 points each, another tie, Jordan Cordray and Matthew Thomas.
And they've also they've done well in a couple of men's open events as well. That's a tough tough pairing.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Cordray and Thomas. Mm-hmm. In women's open singles, Connor Gallagher is currently in the lead with 4 points.
Girls 18 singles. Connor Gallagher, again, she is leading that division, 7 points. Haley Woosley is in second place, close second place, with 6.5 points.
In the girls 15 and under singles, Zoe Graziano is in the lead with 7 points.
Girls 12 singles, Parker Lally is leading that division with 7 points.
All right. It is my pleasure to announce the four-way tie at the top of the women's open doubles division. You, Susan Hadley, Cheryl Hensel, Kaylee Polston, Trina Rickard, all have 8 points.
That's exciting. That will make for some good tennis, won't it?
Well, this weekend, we're going to separate the wheat from the chaff, are we not?
I guess it will. That's right. That's right. Women's B doubles, Chatty Lee and Marvetta Overstreet, they are partners. They are both tied for first with 8 points apiece.
In the girls' 18 and under doubles, Hallie Lindsay and Campbell Ritchie, who have played together as doubles partners, each have 7 points and are tied for first place.
All right, mixed open doubles. Trina Rickard is in first place for the women with 9 points. And Steve Humphreys is the male leading in that division, and he has 8 points.
All right. In mixed B doubles, the female leader is Amber Wolf with 7 points, and the male leader is Jeffrey Litton with 8 points.
In mixed 18 doubles, first place, the female is Sarah Jiranek, and then the male has a three-way tie, Keegan Christensen, Calden Doty, and Ethan Willoughby, and they each have 4 points.
So that's a look at the current point standings on the CKTS Tour for the first three tournaments of the season. And we'll get these up on the website as soon as I can. But let's look at some upcoming events. First of all, of course, we've got the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open that's happening this weekend, and that's August 3rd and 4th. The next tournament that we have on CKTS is the Kids on the Block Points for Puppets Tournament presented by South Central Bank. That will be in Bowling Green, Kentucky on August 17th and 18th. Entries will open this Monday, August 5th, with a deadline of Tuesday, August 13th at 6 p.m. Central Time. And this reminder that CKTS tournaments are USTA sanctioned for juniors as Southern Level 5 and for adults as Kentucky Level 100. Courtesy of USTA Kentucky at KentuckyTennis.com, USTA Kentucky award nominations are still open until September 15th. Visit their website to see all the categories that are available for nominations and the procedures for doing that. To keep up with USTA Kentucky, again, visit KentuckyTennis.com or at USTA Kentucky on Facebook and Twitter. Send us your tennis events to info@GameSetMatchKentucky.com. If you are having a clinic, a camp, social event, or a tournament, or any tennis-related announcement that you want us to make on the program. So, Susan, it's time to challenge the call.
Good, good. I'm ready.
So you give me your reaction to this, and then I'll read you the official policy on it, okay?
Okay, all right.
Here's the question. It says, I've had two different opponents lately seem to reach over the plane of the net to put away a volley. What's the rule on this, and what can I do if I see it happen?
Well, if they reach across the net and make contact on the other side of the net, that is illegal. That is your point. But if the ball has cross the plane of the net on your opponent's side and for some whatever reason starts to bounce back over, that player can reach over the net and touch the ball.
Okay. So that is correct, and that is something I was going to add to the answer. The only thing missing there is, what do you do about it? You know, the part of the question was, what do you do about it if your opponent does this?
Right.
If your opponent reaches across the plane to put away the volley.
Judging by what USTA says, you know, you call yours and your opponent calls theirs, I think that the opponent has to call it on themselves.
You're right again.
Woo!
Okay.
Good.
So Rule 24H of the USTA's official rules of tennis says that a player loses the point if the player hits the ball before it has passed the net.
Yes.
And the problem is, as you say, it's up to your opponent to make that call on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to rely on them to confess that they reached over the net.
I would certainly tell them, I think you reached across the net. And if they want to say they didn't, that's okay. But maybe at subsequent points, they will be more careful about doing that.
Okay. And as you added, there is one situation where you or your opponent can reach across the net.
Mm-hmm.
The USTA's website gives a explanation of this in an article called Reaching Over the Net. The article explains, if the spin or wind brings the ball back over the net to the side of the player who hit the shot, the opponent may then reach over the net and play the ball. They may not touch the net or the opponent's court.
Right.
And this is the only situation when a player may reach over the net to play a ball.
And I have seen that happen. I have seen them hit just a lot of spin, just barely over the net. And the ball actually bounced back across the net.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the player wasn't able to get back across to touch the ball. So it was the opponent's point.
Right. And
but
that's the only thing.
Happen.
That's the only thing that can be added to this, too, is if the opponent doesn't play the ball and then it bounces back on the side of the player who hit the shot, the player who hit the shot wins the point because you as the opponent did not get a hit on the ball at all.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Well, if you have a question for Challenge the Call, you can email us at challenge@gamesetmatchky.com. I want to remind everybody, Susan, about our giveaway happening this weekend.
Okay.
We have Game Set Match Kentucky t-shirts that we're giving away to our listeners this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open. All you have to do is come up to me and... They can come up to you too, Susan. How about that? Because
that'll be great. I'll be there.
I'll tell you where the t-shirts are, and if they come up and mention this, then you can give them a shirt, okay?
I'll do it.
But if you're looking for me, I'll be the dork in the visor, as I told you all in the last episode.
Chris.
Pacing around, wondering why everyone is taking 15 minutes to warm up when you're only supposed to get 5, and... Why are you two gentlemen sitting there for 10 minutes on a changeover with umbrellas and coolers? Get up. You got 90 seconds.
You get
Let's go.
You get so tired.
Yeah. So all you have to do is come up to me or Susan. Tell me about your listening experience. Prove in some way that you're a listener or that you wrote a review. I will have a limited supply, so be sure and get yours. Tell me something that you... liked about the podcast, maybe an idea that you have or a question for Challenge the Call or something like that. So anyway, this is a thank you for being a loyal listener, and it's sponsored by Vision Cabinet Source. So I'm looking forward to that. It's another thing that I am excited about for this weekend.
It's a good looking shirt. I've seen it.
So I believe that's going to serve out another episode of Game Set Match Kentucky. Thank you to everyone again for listening. And you can subscribe to our podcast on the podcast app on your phone, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. In your podcast app or in iTunes on your computer, please write a short review for us and give us a 5-star rating. We have a new review this week, Susan, that I would like to read.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It's short and sweet, which is all it has to be. And it says, if you like tennis, you'll want to check this out. And that's by Jared S. 96 SVT. And well, Jared, thank you very much for review and for the 5-star rating. Visit GameSetMatchKY.com for all of our episodes and show notes and more. Please follow us on Twitter at GameSetMatchKY and like us on Facebook by looking for GameSetMatch Kentucky, the podcast. LakeNet Media Incorporated provides the web hosting for GameSetMatch Kentucky. If you're looking for a dependable web host, you can reach out at 757-LakeNet or 757-525-3638. Thanks again to our sponsor, Vision Cabinet Source, and that website is visioncabinet.com. If you or your business are interested in sponsoring this podcast, please send an email to info@gamesetmatchky.com. Here it comes again. Hawkeye says we are out. So until next time, I'm Chris Godby with Susan Hadley. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Chris. I enjoyed it, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, and thanks again to Meredith King for joining us. This has been Game Set Match Kentucky.
That's a class act right there.
Yeah, it is.
I've been cooking pinto beans, Chris.
Yes.
I got them ready to go.
I'm glad we're not riding together tomorrow then.
Oh, I soaked them overnight. When you soak them, there's no other problems like that.
Sure. Yeah, famous
That's
last
what they
words.
Say.
Yeah, tell that to my dad.
Oh, gosh. Larry Cranford. He'll kill you, Meredith. Because, you know, this will be on the outtakes.
I'm cool with that.
Okay.